Hello, and welcome to the RAMGAD Pod, the Realtors Association of Maui Government Affairs Director podcast. I am your host, Jason Economou, Government Affairs Director for the Realtors Association of Maui, and this is my podcast. Sorry I am releasing this episode a little later in the day than I usually do. It is currently 4 o'clock on September 3rd, 2019, and I have spent my entire day over at the county building in the Governance, Ethics, and Transparency Committee meeting that's going on. They just took a recess because they are on the 39th testifier out of about 100 testifiers that have signed up to testify regarding this Lahaina injection well case. Good news, I survived my testimony from earlier today, though Councilmember Mike Molina did have to call a recess while I was mid-sentence because I started getting shouted at or booed at or hissed at or all three of those. So that was a fun experience. Nevertheless, it all went all right. For my views on this Lahaina injection well issue, you can go ahead and visit last week's Tuesday episode where I kind of read a monologue. You could check out the RAM Government Affairs Director blog where I also posted what was essentially an essay that was largely the monologue that I gave on last week's podcast. Or you can feel free to email me, jason@ramaui.com, and I can go ahead and send you a link to today's Government Ethics and Transparency Committee meeting with the testimony I provided, or I could send you a copy of my written testimony. I'm happy to do so. This is a very controversial issue, as I've outlined many times before. So it's a difficult one to wrap your mind around. So I'm happy to help however I can. If you want to email me just to give me hate mail, please don't do that. I'm a very sensitive fella, and I don't want to have to go home crying and explain to my wife that some stranger over the internet sent me hate mail, and that's why I'm crying. Anyway, today's episode is not an interview episode. For our next interview, that'll come out on Thursday, the Thursday edition of the RAMGAD Pod. That interview will be with Planning Director Michelle McLean. We sat down together in early August, and it was a really great conversation. Michelle is, there's this trend with people who work for the county that I've been interviewing where they are actually just really nice people. Yeah, I highly recommend listening to that one. Michelle gives a lot of really great practical information in our podcast interview. She touches on the Ohana rules. She touches on the community plan system. I think we get into, potential Ohana stuff dealing with ag. We get into a whole bunch of stuff. Michelle's awesome. I highly recommend listening to that episode. Also, if you haven't listened to it already, last week's episode with David Ballou was a fun one. So if you're just looking for something to get started with those long interview episodes, the episode with David Ballou is a great one to get started with. But please check out this one with Michelle McLean. Michelle is just a really nice person. She's very intelligent, very driven. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And you can find the RAMGAD Pod by Googling RAMGAD Pod, three words that aren't even words, RAMGAD Pod, RAMGADPOD. The podcast is available through Anchor, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and we are even on the Apple Podcast app for all you iPhone users. You have no excuses anymore. Listen to the podcast. It's a great time. Now, let me get into some quick notes and updates for this first week in September. Regarding Wailuku improvements, phase one of the Wailuku Civic Complex project is set to begin in September. Updates on Wailuku construction, along with mitigation efforts that will be implemented during construction, can be found at wailukulive.com. The county will be hosting several workshops and meetings on changes to the commercial mixed-use zoning district of the Wailuku Redevelopment Area Zoning and Development Code on the following dates: September 13th at 250 South High Street. In the planning conference room at 1 p.m., there's a Maui Redevelopment Agency special meeting. And September 27th at 250 South High Street. Once again, the planning conference room at 1 p.m., there's yet another Maui Redevelopment Agency meeting. The Kihei Community Association will be having a meeting on September 17th, 2019, from 6:30 to 8 at St. Teresa Church at 25 West Lipoa Street. If you live in Kihei and you are a socially minded person, you should check that out. The West Maui Community Plan. The next West Maui Community Plan Advisory Committee meeting will take place on Tuesday, September 3rd, and Thursday, September 5th at Keopuolani Hall at Waiola Church. The meeting will begin at 5:30 and will focus on policies and actions related to Section 2, Goal 2.1 of the Draft West Maui Community Plan. If you are curious what Section 2, Goal 2.1 of the Draft West Maui Community Plan is, you should definitely go to wearemaui.org for more information and for future meeting dates. Regarding sea level rise and over-tourism, economist Paul Brubaker will be speaking on Wednesday, September 4th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sphere at the Maui Ocean Center. The quote from the press release is, "In this presentation, we explore some of the economic implications of over-tourism for Hawaii and relate economic policy responses to those which confront sea level rise attendant to global climate change." I'll probably attend that one, largely because it is free. Also, I am a sucker for the Maui Ocean Center. I like what they're doing. In the world of RAM stuff, the membership gala is this Friday. By the time you're listening to this, it's probably a bit late to buy tickets if you haven't done so already. But heck, why don't you go ahead and try? Just give Hana a call over at the RAM office and see if you can get tickets to the membership gala for Friday. The theme is Step It Up. Along with my dear friend Brendan O'Coleman and his wife Ashley O'Coleman, we put together a really fun video to promote RPAC. So if you're going to the membership gala, there is something to look forward to, that fun RPAC video. I invest in RPAC. Remember, if you invest in RPAC, it is not a donation. It is not tax deductible. Only realtors or folks who work for the Realtors Association can invest in RPAC, so don't go soliciting people who aren't realtors. But even though I'm not a realtor, I work for RAM, and I have seen what RPAC is good for, and it is good for a lot, my friends. RPAC is a hugely useful tool for realtors at the local level, at the state level, and at the national level. I know political action committees, I know PACs get this really bad rap, but RPAC has done a lot of great things to help the profession of real estate, to help realtors. And I'm proud to invest in RPAC. It's a good time. And if you're a realtor, you should think about it. Give me a call. Let me know what your thoughts are and if you have any questions. And pay your dues. Your dues have been posted. I don't think you are going to be getting a paper copy of anything. So go online, check and see if you owe any money for dues and pay them. Make my colleagues over at RAM very happy. Let's see, who should get my special RAM shout out this week? I got so many people. I love my coworkers so much. Of course, Larry, you're still awesome. Just keep on being awesome, Larry. Someday you'll actually listen to one of these episodes of the podcast and you'll realize that I keep on giving you shout-outs. And then maybe you'll grow to appreciate me. No, you appreciate me already. David Ballou gave a great interview. Really, Amy. I want to give a special shout out to my coworker, Amy. She has been really just an amazing person to work with at RAM as somebody who's brand new to the realtor world. Amy has been super supportive and kind and friendly and honest the entire time I've been working there. And I know that if I have an issue or if I'm frustrated and I don't want anybody to judge me, I can always call Amy and she might judge me, but she won't make me feel bad about it. So yeah, special shout out to Amy. Well done, Amy. And that about wraps it up for now. I hope you all are enjoying life, because life is supposed to be enjoyed. And I hope you all take care. Bye.